Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast.
Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. The inspiration for this week's podcast is kind of a continuation of last week's podcast. If you recall, last week I talked about finishing strong. I'd mentioned that I was closing down a major project, that one of our longstanding clients was giving us incredible amounts of work, and we were also ramping up on a new project. And also, of course, let's not forget that I was finishing up a semester of grad school and having to do final projects and term papers. And so there was a lot going on. Well, here we are at the close of another week, and I literally woke up this morning with the song on my mind, My Hallelujah Belongs to You by J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise. And then when I joined the men's prayer call this morning, one of the brothers who was leading the call, who was doing a devotion this morning, he was reminding us that all that we have belongs to God. And he was reminding us that we don't own anything, that truly everything that we have is a gift from God, and God has made us stewards over it, but we don't own it. We don't own it. It really doesn't belong to us. And I was just thinking about Solomon, and Solomon was talking about all of the wealth that he had accumulated and all of the trappings of success and his wives and his concubines and his houses and his riches and all of that. And one of the things that he said was he was going to leave that for somebody else to enjoy. And that really struck me. And at the end of the day, he said that all of that stuff is vanity, right? Vanity of vanity. But that was a mature Solomon. He had to come to that place where he recognized that nothing satisfied that inner yearning, that inner desire to gain and to have stuff and to be fulfilled. And he said nothing satisfied him like his relationship with God. And so, again, we are just stewards over everything that God has given us. And so what this brother was saying this morning really was just a confirmation of what the Lord had already placed in my spirit. And he said that the only thing that we truly own is our praise. And that was so profound because, again, I woke up thinking that our hallelujah belongs to God. And so, as you know, in the church, what's called the church age, we are no longer required to offer God sacrifices of doves and rams and bulls and goats, right? But God still requires a sacrifice from us. But now, instead of the sacrifice being rams and bulls and goats and doves, the sacrifice that God requires of us is the fruit of our lips. He requires this sacrifice of praise from us. And so we are to praise God when we feel like it, right? And it's easy to praise God when we feel like it. In other words, when life is good and the family is healthy, and even we ourselves saints of old would say, have a reasonable portion of health and strength, and we're gainfully employed, and we have a little bit of money in the bank, and our children are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we're hearing great praise reports about our grandchildren doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, it right? And so life is really good, and there are no storms brewing at the present time in our lives. And so it's really an easy time to give God praise. But here's the other side of that coin, in that we are to praise God even when we don't feel like praising God. What do I mean? God still requires our praise when life isn't going so good, and the family isn't quite doing so well. The family, instead of being great and doing well, the family may be experiencing some sort of mental stress or physical illness or ailment or emotional or psychological troubles, right? And even we ourselves, we may be dealing with aches and pains in our bodies or in our minds or in our spirits or our emotions, or we may not be gainfully employed. We may be at a place where we haven't worked in a while and we're still looking, and it seems like everything that we've applied for is not coming through, or we're not getting. And certainly as a result of that, we don't have a nice little nest egg saved up in the bank. And maybe whatever nest egg we have spent in the process of looking for work or whatever, dealing with medical bills or health issues or whatever the case may be. And our children and our grandchildren may be wayward and not doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. As a matter of fact, not only are they not doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, but they're doing the exact opposite of what we know we have raised them to do. And so the question becomes, even in those circumstances, can we give God praise? And the answer to the question is quite simply this: yes, our hallelujah still belongs to God, even in those situations and those circumstances. And I was thinking about our men's Bible study, right? Our men's Bible study, and we're studying the book of Job. And Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And so the question becomes, can we give God a hallelujah even when we don't feel like it? And I'm just reminded of a podcast I did a couple of weeks ago where our feelings are not facts. So we may be feeling like we don't want to praise God, but the fact of the matter is, that God is still deserving of our praise. Our hallelujah still belongs to God. And so you know how we roll at Living Epistle Podcast. What exactly is hallelujah? What exactly does hallelujah mean? Well, hallelujah is a combination of two Hebrew words. It's a combination. The first part of that word is hallelu or halu, right? Which means praise. And then Yah or Yahweh, praise God. It means God. So hallelujah literally means praise God. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Hallelujah is really a command to praise the Lord, right? And so literally hallelujah means praise the Lord. It's uttered in worship. It's uttered as an expression of rejoicing. It is an interjection from the Hebrew language that is used as an expression of gratitude to the Lord. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, Tony, what is an interjection, right? Going back to our days in English. But remember what an interjection is. An interjection is a word or a phrase that expresses emotion or meaning or feeling, right? But when we see those interjections, it causes us to pause as an emotion. There's a feeling. There's an expression that comes forward with that hallelujah. And so in the case of hallelujah, that emotion or that meaning or that feeling that being expressed is gratitude towards the Lord. It is sheer gratitude towards the Lord. And so I go back to the lyrics of the song from J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. My hallelujah belongs to you. It is a simple song, right? But it says, my hallelujah belongs to you. And it repeats that, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Why? He answers the question. He says, because you deserve it. And then he repeats that over and over again. Lord, you deserve it. And so why does God deserve our praise? Well, we should praise God for his love, and we should praise God for his faithfulness, and we should praise God for his compassion, and we should praise God for his grace, and we should praise God for his mercy. Come on, let's pause just for a moment, right? And think about our lives and think about some of the things that God has brought us through, and think about the fact that we are still here, still standing. And if it doesn't cause a hallelujah to jump up in your spirit, if it doesn't cause you to want to just pause for a moment and give God praise, because you see, most of us have been through some things. Most of us have been through trials and tribulations and tests. If we've lived any length of time, if we've lived for any period of time, we know that we've gone through some things, and all we can say is thank you, Lord, for being with me, and thank you, Lord, for being a keeper, for your love, for your faithfulness, for your compassion, for your grace, and for your mercy. But most of all, right, we should praise God for giving us Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Sound familiar? It is. It's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And because of Christ, we can come boldly to God's throne of grace, right? Where we may obtain mercy, right? And then we can find that grace, that unmerited favor to give us that help in our times of trouble, in our times of need. And so we should keep in mind, my brothers and my sisters, that praise is the action of expressing or displaying gratitude or appreciation for something made of the excellency or of the perfection of God, right? I just need to repeat that, that this praise is the action of expressing or displaying gratitude or appreciation for something made of the excellency or the perfection of God. Because when we give God that hallelujah, we're saying, God, I rejoice over the fact that you are with me. I rejoice over the fact that you have kept me. I rejoice over the fact, Lord God, that you have brought me through. It is a spirit of gratitude that we're letting the Lord know. And so when we look back over our lives at what the Lord has done in them, how can we not offer up a hallelujah? How can we not offer up a praise to the Lord, right? And so here are some examples of praise in case you're wondering, right? Because hallelujah literally is a command to praise. Psalm 150 is all about the commands to praise, and I'll come to that in just a minute. But it literally is a command to praise. But here's what a praise would look like, right? Since we're commanded to praise, here's what it should look like. Psalms 3:3. All of these are from the New King James Version. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head, right? We're telling the Lord, Lord, you're a shield and you're my glory. You're the one who lifts my head, that shield in the time of trouble. But even when the enemy is coming after me, I can still lift my head. Why? Because you're my shield, right? Psalms 86:5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. We talked about that, right? We talked about this grace and this mercy of our Lord. Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. The Lord is faithful and true. And then again, let's go back to this command, this hallelujah. It literally is a command. In Psalm 150 and verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then he closes by saying, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it'll be hallelujah, and it'll say, praise the Lord. And so our hallelujah really does belong to God. Why? Because our God really does deserve our praise. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle.
Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.